हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिकं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति 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 They are going straight to the 6th chapter. So the whole class will do only 6th chapter today. In Chandogya Upanishad, the Rishihi who plays the role of the teacher is Uddhalakaha, who happens to be the father of his student Shvetaketuhu. Uddhalakaha established, made it very clear that by knowing one thing, everything else can be known, everything else becomes known. That by knowing the cause, all the effects become the known. He also gave three examples. Made it very clear how by knowing the cause, all the effects, the products become known. Thereby, he brought to the understanding, by knowing the ultimate absolute cause of this universe, the entire universe, everything in this universe becomes known as it were. So what is that which is the absolute cause of this universe? Sat Brahma. So by knowing the Sat Brahma, by knowing Brahman, the absolute cause of this universe, the entire universe can be known. How is it possible by knowing the cause, how can the effects be known? Because cause alone is satyam, effects are all mithya, effects do not have independent existence, they do not have countability, therefore knowing the cause itself is knowing all the effects. Thus by knowing the cause, all the effects become the known. Therefore, jagat, by knowing the jagat karanam, the entire jagat becomes known. And Jagat Karanam is Brahman. Therefore, by knowing Brahman, the entire Jagat becomes known. And that Brahman is you. By knowing yourself, everything becomes known. This is the order. Okay, Jagat Karanam Brahma. By knowing Brahman, the entire Jagat becomes known. And that Jagat Karanam Brahman is you. By knowing you, yourself, the entire universe becomes known as it were. This is the order. Okay. Now we have to understand how Jagat Karanam Brahma. Therefore, now the second mantra, Uddhalakaha, introduces the Srishti Prakriya. I told you already, the analysis of Srishtihi, the Srishti Prakriya is always presented not to establish the creation but to help us arrive at the reality of the universe. And here, initially, Brahman alone was there. Maya Sahitam Brahman alone was there. Brahman with its creative power, which is nothing but unmanifest, undifferentiated forms and names. Brahman alone was there. Brahman was with its power called Maya. Maya is nothing but undifferentiated, unmanifest names and forms. Brahman was there. And which Brahman? One secondless, non-dual reality alone was there, inseparably with its power, called Maya. That Brahman was Vijatiya, Sajatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahitam. Brahman alone was there, which was free from all differences. Then he introduced the Srishti Prakriya. So, Tad Brahma Aikshata. We saw that. Aikshata. I told you, Aikshata means visualized. When you say Brahman visualized, which Brahman? The powerful reality, Maya Sahitam Brahma. Is it? Powerful reality visualized. Visualized means visualized as it were. Not really sitting and visualizing, as it were. That visualized, Brahman visualized as it were. Tad Brahma Aikshata. So visual, the word visualization, Aikshata, reveals two things to us. What does it reveal? This creation, before visualization, this present creation also, which has to be brought into manifestation, must be what now? Actually thinking of the previous creation. So that the present creation can be similar to the previous one. Another meaning is, the creation is not at the will of the Ishvara. Ishvara does not suddenly want to bring this creation into existence, does not suddenly bring into this universe, because he does not will to bring the creation, desires to bring this creation into existence. No, he visualizes means the universe is not suddenly brought into existence, the will of Ishvara. No, it has been, creation is meant for the exhaustion of the punya papas of the jivas. The jagat creation, what is this creation for? Creation is for the purpose of exhaustion of the punya papas of the jivas. So what brings this creation to manifestation? Not Ishvara's will. It is the karma phalam. Only brings creation to manifestation. This is what is revealed, actually implied by the word Aikshata. Tad Brahma Aikshata. Then that Brahman thought, Bahusyam, may I become many, let me become many. So let me become many means what? So Prajayeya, let me create myself into many. Let me multiply into many. When Brahman says, let me multiply into many, we have to be very careful. We all the time understood Brahman, absolute reality is what? Nirvisesham, Nirvikalpam, Nirgunam, Nirupadikam. Isn't it? We say what now? Nirgunam, Nirvisesham, Nirvikaram Brahma. Brahman is of the nature of changelessness. Nirvikaram. Brahman has no beginning. Brahman reality has no beginning. Anadi. Adi antam illa paramporul. Brahman has no beginning, no end, no change. It's not subject to any change. We understand Nirvikaram Brahma, Nirvikaram, Nirvikaram, Nirvikaram. Understood so many times. We at least, whether we understood or not, we at least memorized this word. Nirvikaram Brahma. So Brahman is of the nature of changelessness. Means, how can Brahman become many, multiply without undergoing a change? Therefore, Brahman does not undergo any change to become many. The Maya, the power of Brahman alone, undergoes a change to become many. The power of Brahman, called Maya, which is nothing but What is other, another word for Maya? Avyakta, avyakta, avyakrita, avyavaharya, namarupam or namarupani, you can say. Maya is equal to avyakta, avyakrita, avyavaharya, namarupani. Unmanifest, undifferentiated, non-interactable forms, names and functions, which obtains in the power of abstract, inseparable, subtlest power of Brahman. For this Maya alone undergoes a change. This Maya Shakti being inseparable from Brahman, the change happening on the part of Maya is looked upon as the change on the part of Brahman. For Maya undergoes a change to become the Jagat, whereas Brahman without undergoing a change, being the substratum of the Maya, Brahman seems to have undergone a change. The seemingly undergoing a change, is it, makes Brahman vivarta upadana karanam. Isn't it? Therefore, the cause which undergoes a change is called parinami upadana karanam. And without undergoing a change, seemingly undergoing a change, seemingly becoming a cause is what now? Vivarta upadana karanam. So change happening on the part of Maya is looked upon as the change on the part of the Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is what? Vivarta upadana karanam. Maya is parinami upadana karanam. This much we understood last class. No? Thereafter, we have to see the, now today's class we have to enter into this. Now, the whole Upanishad presents like this. For some, Upanishad visualizes. Now, sorry, in the Upanishad, Brahma, the teaching is presented that Brahman is visualizing. Now, Brahman is visualizing means what? Still, he is still planning. Brahman, Ishwaraha. When you say Maya Sahitam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma means Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha is still visualizing, still planning to bring the creation into existence, into manifestation, which means the plan has yet to be implemented, executed, it has yet to be, is it, implemented. Still, it has not yet been done. So, how Brahman is visualizing, the visualization itself, the whole creation, what is going to be executed, is presented in his visualization itself. Brahman thinks, visualizes, let me become many, let me multiply, let me create myself. And using his power of Maya, Brahman undergoes a change. How? Not Brahman undergo change. Through his Maya, Brahman undergoes a change. Without undergoing a change, through his Maya, Brahman becomes, first, Brahman creates. What does Brahman create first? First, Brahman, we saw, Brahman wants to create what? The subtle elements. And I told you, in this universe, in this Upanishad, only three elements are mentioned. The five are implied. Other two should be taken to be understood, okay? That they are also mentioned here, but only three should be taken here. So, first it created Agnihi, Tejaha, then Brahman in the form of Tejas, in the form of fire, identifying itself with fire, and Brahman, the fire, thought, let me multiply, and thereby fire created water. And in the form of water, Brahman obtaining in the form of water thought, let me create, again multiply myself, then created what? Earth. Now in this manner, the three subtle elements have been created. it's all visualization, okay? First, Brahman visualizes to create these three subtle elements. Then, the reason also was given, even though whether the reason is acceptable or not, Upanishad has its own logic. Whether we accept it or not, Upanishad's logic. How, when you have manastapa, you cry and your water comes, the heat in the mind comes out of the water and from a tears, no? So, similarly, from the fire came the water. And when the rains heavily pours down, not heavily, whenever rains, we have good rains and we have abundance of prosperity in terms of the food, vegetation. Therefore, it also from the water came annam, the earth. Please remember the word annam in Chandogya Upanishad in this context means earth element. We saw this much last class, I think. The three subtle elements have been created. The Dvitiyaha Khandaha second section is over. Now we have to go to the third section. Tesham Khalu Yesham Bhutanam Trinyeva Bijani Bhavanti. Andajam Jivajam Udbijam Iti. Tesham Khalu Yesham Bhutanam Trini Yeva Trinyeva Bijani Bhavanti Andajam Jivajam Udbijam Iti. Now, having created, so Brahman visualized, wanted to multiply, using his Maya Shakti, Brahman created three subtle elements. What is subtle element? Subtle element is called Tanmatra. Tanmatra means an element by itself without mixing with any other element is called Tanmatra. A space, purely a space, is Sukshma Akashaha. Vayu by itself is called Sukshma Vayuhu. If it is not mixed with other elements, unmixed pure element by itself is called subtle element. Now fire without mixing with any other element, fire as a pure fire is called what? Here, Tanmatra, Sukshma Agnihi or Tejas. So water by itself without mixing with other elements is called what? No, Sukshma Jalam, Sukshma Apaha. Subtle water. So subtle elements are called Tanmatraha. So Brahman in this Upanishad has created what? Now the Upanishad presents three subtle elements have been created. Earlier we saw. Now, here, these three subtle elements alone become the cause, seed. These three elements alone now become what now? The cause, the seed for all forms of beings, all forms of things which are going to come finally. Finally, the creation will come to an end, isn't it? Come to an end means what now? The job of creating this universe, manifestation of universe, creation will come to a point where it will stop. What will be the final things which will be brought into existence? Living beings. What are those living beings? Three types of beings. Actually, generally, Shastram presents four types of living beings. What are the four types of living beings which are going to come finally? Upanishad introduces here. Those four types of living beings which are going to come finally are, you can write down actually, this Upanishad is only three. We will learn four. We'll take three from here. What are the four? We say andajani. Andajam is singular, andajani plural. Andajani. Then jarayujani. Andajani, jarayujani, svedajani, udbijani. I'm giving a plural word, okay? Andajam, andajani, jarayujam, jarayujani, svedajam, svedajani, udbijam, udbijani. Four types of beings which are going to come finally. Once those beings come into existence, then Brahman has completed his, what now? Job of creation. So, andajam means what? Ja, ja means born, to be born. Jayate, andat jayate, andat jatam is called andajam, born out of eggs. Egg-born beings are called andajam, one being andajani, egg-born beings. Example, Upanishad Shankara gives in his commentary, Pakshyadayaha, birds and all of them. You know, what are all the beings which are born of eggs? Andajam, andajani, andat jayante, andat jatani. No, andebhyah jayamanani. You can say what? No, they are andajani, egg-born beings, birds, etc. Of course, you know, so many, what are all born of eggs? Okay, every time you say kaka, you should think of that egg born, okay, and don't stop, you will stop it. That should make people, oh my god, andajam, you are all eating andam and also andajam, everything you eat, people eat, okay. Well, you know why the thought comes to me? It's andajani. Then jarayujani. Jarayu means womb. Jarayu means womb, not jatayu, okay. That is different. Raman Jatayu is different. Jarayu. Jarayu. Okay. Jarayu means this is womb. Jarayu. Ja means womb born. Mammals. The beings which are born out of womb. We can say Manushya Mrigadayaha. Human beings and all other animals which are born out of the womb, mammals, womb-born living creatures, are called what now? Jarayujam, jarayujani. Now, svedajam, svedaha means sweat. Sweat is called svedaha. Sanskrit word, svedaha means sweat. Svedajam means sweat-born. Not sweat born, what it means is moisture born. Wherever moisture is, you can see tiny insects all born of worms, insects born of tiny, no? Tiny eggs born of svedajam. Moisture born. Leaf fungus and all, no? Leaves for some time, they're all born now. So moisture born creatures, minute creatures are also there. They're all svedajani. Then what, the last one, udbijani. Udbijam, udbijani. See, bhinatti means breaks. Udbhinatti means breaks open. So, that which is born breaking open. Any plant breaks open. It's first its own cover, is it? Seed. Then it sprout comes breaking open the earth also. So the plants which born breaking open the earth are called udbijani. Nilatte pilandu valarubavai. We say udbijani. Udbitya jayante. So those plants, living things which are born breaking open the earth are called Udbijani. So there are four. Generally we talk about these four types of creatures, living beings. Andajani, Jarayujani, Swedajani, Udbijani. But here, in this Upanishad, there only three are mentioned. Why? Because Shankara says, the Swedaja is actually combined with the Andaja. But Swedajas are also what? Basically, tiny egg born. Big egg born, tiny egg born. Isn't it? The moisture born, actually tiny egg born only. That's why they have to be combined with the Andajas. Yes. These are the creatures. This is what now, these are the creatures which are going to come finally. So, Upanishad wants to present in the very beginning, but the creations are going to come finally. You know why? Because which shariram should be given to which jiva in keeping with punya papa, what shariram you deserve? Do you deserve a crawling? Should this fellow, really this person deserves a snake body? A snake which is born out of an egg or which is born out of the womb? Some snakes are born both ways, no? So, which one? Which body should this jiva deserve? According to we should have sarinam, no? Anyway, so all types of bodies are now, which are going to come, Upanishad beautifully categorizes them here. Okay, the four we should categorize, and here three are mentioned. And for all of them, for all the beings which are going to come later on in future, including these four types of living creatures, all of them, what are going to be the seeds? These three subtle elements. These three subtle elements born of what? What is the absolute cause of these three elements? Who created them? Brahman. Brahman, with his Maya power, created these three subtle elements, and these three subtle elements alone are going to be the seed, the cause for all the beings which are going to come in future. So let us see that now. Tesham kalu yesham bhutanam trini eva bijani bhavanti andajam jivajam udbijam. Here andajam means andajam only. Andajam means what now? Andajam. Andajam, egg born beings. Then jarayujam is given in a different way. Different word is given here to mean jivajam. Jivajam is the word used in this Upanishad to mean jarayujam. Jarayujam and jivajam are synonyms. Same. Then I told you Swedajam is combined with Andajam. Moisture born creatures are combined with what? Egg born creatures. Then Udbijam, the entire veg kingdom of plants. Udbijam. So why does Upanishad present these three types of creatures? These are the creatures, these are the beings, living beings, which are going to be finally there, and for all of them which are going to be created hereafter, these three subtle elements are going to be the seed, cause. So what can you make out now itself? All that is here, all these forms and names, the living beings and non-living things, everything here is nothing but elemental products. Even now you can make out. The whole jagat is what now? Whole jagat is nothing but elemental. Bhautikam jagat bhautika prapanchaha. Bhutebhyaha jatam jagat bhautikam. The universe born of elements is what? Elemental model. To say that, now we can understand, isn't it? The clue is given here itself. Okay. And now subtle elements are there. Let us see the next sentence now. Sa yam. Say now. Devata. Aikshata. Now you have learned two words now today. Learned from the morning Sanskrit class. Sa devata. Sa devata. Here the word devata means Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma. Maya Sahitam Brahma is implied by the, mentioned by the word Sadevata. Okay? Sadevata here means what? That Brahman. Sa Yam Devata means that Sagunam Brahma. You got the word now? Sa Yam Devata Aikshata. This is sentence now. Please, the second mantra. Sa yam devata aikshata. No, se yam devata aikshata. That Brahman. Which Brahman? Maya sahitam Brahman. Now, obtaining in the form of three subtle elements. Brahman is already what now? Brahman already through the Maya obtains in the form of three subtle elements. A subtle fire, subtle water, and subtle earth. Sayam Devata Aikshata. Further visualized. Hanta. Say now. Hanta. Aham. Imaha. Tisraha. Devataha. Aham imaha tisraha devataha. Now I am in the form of these three subtle elements. Sagunam Brahma Maya, the Maya Sahitam Brahma, having using his power of Maya, having created these three subtle elements, Aikshata further visualized, visualizes, visualization continues. What does he think? Now I am in the form of these three subtle elements. Aham, Imaha, Tisraha, Devataha. When you say, you can understand Sanskritam also. Aham, Imaha, Tisraha, Devataha. Now I am in the form of these three subtle elements. So, now what Brahman want to say? What Brahman wants to do? Now, I have to multiply now, isn't it? Using these three subtle elements. Now, they cannot, the elements are all what? No, elements are all inert. So, they cannot multiply themselves. Evolution cannot take place by itself. If matter undergoes a change by itself, evolves by itself, and then the universe comes, then that is what is believed by other naturalists and present-day modern scientists. It's called Swabhava Vadaha. Theory of evolution, they say, in a given certain atmosphere, the matter undergoes a change by itself and it becomes the evolution, the universe, it evolves into universe. It's called Swabhava Vada. But what does Shastram say? No. Matter can never evolve independently without the blessing of consciousness, Brahman. So that's why Aikshata, the word Aikshata also implies what? Aikshanam implies the Brahman by its mere presence, mere existence, being the blessing for the matter to be able to evolve into the universe. We need the blessing of Brahman, isn't it? So here, Brahman thinks, Brahman, he says, Tisraha Devataha. So now if these three elements have to, inert elements, have to evolve into other, multiply into many beings, evolve into the universe, it needs to be what now? It needs the blessing of Brahman. Therefore he says, now Brahman thinks, and they say, why I say he? Because Ishwaraha. Don't think. When I use the word he, I mean Ishwaraha. Maya Sahitam Brahma. That's why I'm saying he, Ishwara. Anena Jivena ஆத்மனா அனுப்ரவிஷ்ய நாமரூபே வியாகரவாணி இதி. ஓகே, சி சாயம் தேவதா ஐக்ஷத தட் பிரம்மன் ஃபர்தர் விஷுவலைஸ்ட். வாட் இட் பிரம்மன் விஷுவலைஸ்? ஹி சேஸ் இதி மீன்ஸ் தஸ், விஷுவலைஸ்ட் தஸ் பிரம்மன் ஏவம் ஐக்ஷத. வாட் இட் பிரம்மன் விஷுவலைஸ்? ஹி சேஸ் ஐ எம் நவ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் திஸ் த்ரீ சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ், சோ மே ஐ நவ் என்டர் இன்டு திஸ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ். May I enter into these subtle elements? May I anupravishya? Let me, only Brahman still visualizes, let me enter into these subtle elements. By entering into subtle elements, may I bring the unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable forms, names and functions into manifestation. May I bring the unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable forms, names and functions into manifestation. Make them differentiated. How? Anena, important sentence, you have to underline. Anena jivena atmana anupravishya. Importance. Anupravishya means having entered into this, entering into these three subtle elements. Anupravishya. Anupravishya, having entering into these three subtle elements. Once I enter, what can I do? I can vyakaravani. Vyakaravani means may I expand. Let me enter into the subtle elements, thereby may I expand. Let me expand. This is literal translation of the sentence. Anupravishya, let me enter into the three subtle elements, thereby may I expand. Why? Now all the forms, all the names, all the functions are now what? Now remain contracted. Thereby they are undifferentiated. Thereby they are imperceptible. For the everything to become perceptible, they must become manifest, they must be differentiated, for they must be expanded, isn't it? In contraction, everything remains as one, undifferentiated, uninteractable, imperceptible. Therefore, the expansion is needed for them to become separated, differentiated. Expansion is for differentiation. Differentiation is for perception. Perception is for what now? Interaction. Expansion is for differentiation. Differentiation is for perception. Perception is for interaction. How will you interact? This, you have to remember this. This is called Vyakaranam. Understand? Vyakaranam, in literally it means what? Grammar. But here Vyakaravani means let me expand. Brahman visualizes, still thinking only, okay, not execution, still visualization is happening. I am in the form of these three subtle elements, let me enter into these elements, then thereby let me expand. The expansion means what? Bringing the unmanifest into manifestation, bringing the undifferentiated into differentiation, bringing the non-interactable into interactable condition. Is it, you know? Vyakaranam means what? Vyakaranam means expansion. Through expansion, making the imperceptible perceptible, making the unmanifest manifest, making the uninteractable interactable. It's called Vyakaranam, expansion. Let me expand. Okay, that is fine. How is Brahman going to expand? Anupravishya. Anupraveshaha means having entered into the subtle elements. What is the here very important sentence? How does Brahman want to enter? Jivena Atmana Anupravishya. Very important sentence. Jivena Atmana means Jivatmana. Jivatmana entering into the elements in the form of the very Jiva. Let me enter into these elements in the form of the very self. Jivena Atmana Anupraveshaha. Entry into the elements in the form of the very self. Jivena Atmana Anupraveshaha means entry into these elements in the form of the very Jivatma, in the form of the very self. Now the next question comes. Oh my God, entry means not physical entrance. How we all entered into this house? Not physically entering here. This entry of Brahman, entering of Brahman into the elements, Anupravesha, is like your physical face entering into the mirror in the form of reflection. When you stand in front of the mirror, your face enters into the mirror. When your face enters into the mirror, you'll say what? My face has entered into the mirror. Is it clear now? Your face has entered into the mirror. How? In the form of reflection. So here also, Brahman, may I enter into these elements in the form of reflection, which means Chid Abhasa Rupena. Chidabhasaha means, I told you, not Tamil Abhasa. Chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness. Okay? May enter. It's all story, okay? Finally, we are going to say that. Now, relax sometimes. But something beautiful to know, isn't it? Chidabhasaha. What is Chidabhasaha? Reflection of consciousness. Reflected consciousness. Now, Brahman, as Chit, Brahman is what? Chaitanyam. Chit. Chit Abhasa means reflection of consciousness. So, may I enter into this? So, entering into this beings means forming reflection is what? Forming reflection is what? Blessing. Understand now? Forming reflection itself is what? Blessing. May enter into this beings in the form of very Jivatmana. Now, here itself, Upanishad is giving a hint. What is the hint? The one who has entered into these elements as the Jiva Atma is none other than Brahman. Understand now? Here itself, Tat Mahavakyam is hinted. Jivena Atmana Anupravishya, who has entered into the entered into these elements in the form of the reflection as a Jiva, Brahman. For who is this Jiva? Brahman. Now Vishnu Mahavakyam has come. It's a hint, okay? Jivena Atmana means Jivatmana Anupravishya Vyakaravani. Entering into these subtle elements in the form of the reflection, okay, may form a reflection, thereby by entering into the elements in the form of reflection, may I expand. Let me expand. Let me expand means let me bring the contracted Namarupa Karmani, unmanifest Namarupa Karmani, undifferentiated Namarupa Karmani, forms and functions, isn't it? Avyavahari Namarupa Karmani into what now? Perceptible, expanded, perceptible, differentiated, interactable ones. Is it clear? Okay. It's only visualization. Let me do this. Not it done. Okay. Next one. In this sentence, when Brahman thinks, visualizes, now what has come into existence now? Now from the subtle elements, now we have to supply the information and understand. So now Brahman, having visualized to enter into the subtle elements, no, as he visualized, entered into the elements and expanded, thereby brought the subtle elementals. Okay, now subtle elementals have been created. From the subtle elements, subtle elementals have been created. The details are not given. We have to understand. That's why you need to study Upanishad with the help of the teacher. If you read, nothing is there. No translation, isn't it? Only one sentence is there. Vyakaravani finished. After that, what happened? So from these three subtle elements, all the subtle elementals have been created, have been brought into existence. So bringing the subtle elementals into manifestation from the subtle elements is called what? Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Bringing the subtle elementals from the subtle elements into manifestation is called Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Expansion of contracted forms, names and functions from unmanifest condition to manifestation is called what? Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Now all the subtle elementals also have been created. So subtle elements are called Sukshma Bhutani. Elementals are called Sukshma Bhautikani. Sukshma Bhutam, subtle element. Sukshma Bhautikam, subtle elementals. Bhautikam, singular. Bhautikani, plural. Sukshma Bhautikani. Now, Sukshma Bhautikam means subtle elemental involves or now two factors. What are they? Subtle individual body, Sukshma Shariram, and subtle elemental universe, Sukshma Prapanchaha. Sukshma Shariram and Sukshma Prapanchaha. Sukshma Shariram and Sukshma Prapanchaha. Subtle elemental body and subtle elemental universe. Subtle body and subtle universe, subtle manifestation. They are products of what all the subtle elementals are, elemental, subtle manifestation, the subtle body, they are all products of subtle elements. What are the sukshma sharirani? Sukshma bhutani. What is sukshma prapanchaha? Subtle universe? Subtle elements. Simple. Now, creation of subtle elements is over. Creation of subtle elementals also is over. Now, we have to understand here. Now, this Ishwaraha, who was Ishwara only before. Which Ishwara? Antaryami Ishwaraha. The Sagunam Brahma, Tad Brahma, who initially with the power of Maya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable forms, names and functions, obtaining in the form of subtlest, abstract, inseparable power of Brahman. Brahman is called what? Ishwara. It is known as Ishwaraha. That Ishwara now manifest, having manifest as this, subtle elementals, subtle elements and the elementals gets a different name. What is the name now? That Ishwara is known as Hiranyagarbha. Having brought these, okay, subtle elements and the elementals from the subtle elements, I told you already, bringing the subtle Nama, Rupa, Karma, elementals into manifestation from the elements is called what? Vyakaranam, Nama, Rupa, Vyakaranam, expansion of names and forms means bringing the undifferentiated, unmanifest forms, names and functions into manifestation. So he has created what now? Subtle Sukshma Bhautikam has been created. The Sukshma Bhautikam involves two factors. One is subtle individual shari body and subtle elemental universe. Sukshma Prapanchaha, Sukshma Shariram. Okay. Now, he has to go to next one. Now, for the creation to continue further, now, what has to be created? Now, only the instruments of enjoyment have been created, isn't it? Brahman has entered into the elements as the Jiva. Now, from the Jiva, from the subtle elements, he has brought, created subtle elementals. They all serve as instruments of enjoyment. But now, you need what now? You need the abode of enjoyment and the objects of enjoyment, for which he needs to create gross elements. Upanishad does not give the details here. This different way of, the different way of presenting a creation. The creation, the analysis of Srishti will not be the same in all Upanishads. So don't think, oh my God, in Chandogyam Srishti is presented this way, in Taittiriyam different way, some different way. Why? That is how it will be. It's called Vighanam. Why it's called? Because it won't be the same. Because Upanishad does not aim, you're not interested in making you understand how the creation has come into existence. Upanishad's interest is only helping you arrive at the Brahman, and that Brahman being yourself. That is the purpose, isn't it? Tad Brahman Tvamasi. That is what Upanishad is interested. Therefore, simply presenting this story. Okay. Now, Tasam Trivritam Trivritam Ekaikam Karavani Iti. Now, Upanishad thinks, okay, from the subtle elements, subtle elementals have been created. Now again, Brahman visualizes further things. Tasam, now let me make this each subtle element a gross element. Let me grossify these subtle elements. The grossification in this Chandogya Upanishad is called Trivrit Karanam. In Taittiriya Upanishad we had Panchi Karanam. Tattva Bodha we had is word Panchi Karanam. Why there we had five elements, isn't it? It's called Trivrit Karanam. Trivrit Karanam means what? Subtle mixing the elements. Mixing the subtle elements with one another. Mixing all the elements with each other. Mixing the elements with one another. Making the mixture of elements is called what? Making the mixture of element, intermixing the elements is called grossification. Grossification. And that grossification of elements is here in the Upanishad is called Trivrit Karanam, not Panchi Karanam. Why? Because only three elements are mentioned here. So now Brahman visualizes further. Tasam Trivritam Trivritam Ekaikam Karavani. Karavani means what now? Let me convert each subtle element into a mixed element mixed with other two elements. Let me make each subtle element a mixture of three elements. Let me convert each subtle element into a mixture of three elements. By converting the each subtle element into a mixture of three element, what does Brahman do? Each element becomes a gross element. When the each subtle element when mixed with the other elements, it becomes a gross element. So, Ekaikam Trivritam Karavani. Let me convert each subtle element into a gross mixture of three elements. Now, what is a gross fire? Gross fire is a mixture of subtle fire, subtle water, subtle earth. What is a gross water? Mixture of subtle water, subtle fire, subtle earth. What is a gross earth? Gross earth is a mixture of subtle earth, subtle fire, subtle water. Understand now? So, Panchikarna means you have to think of all the five elements. Subtle elements are mixed together, becomes what? Gross elements. But what is the proportion? In what proportion, in what ratio they have been mixed? And for idli, we know. Devi Amma tells you 1:4. Shivaji Baba will tell you 1:3. 1 urdu, 3 rice. So, but here, what is the ratio in which Bhagavan has, no? Bhagavan wants to convert all the subtle elements into mixture of gross elements. Nothing, grossification means mix the elements, intermix. So, here, we can understand now, gross. We don't want to go into the details of how the grossification takes place. You all know very well. As you can simply say, now gross fire is half the gross fire and then 1/4 of, say, half, what is now gross fire means what now? Half subtle, half of the subtle fire, 1/4 of subtle water, 1/4 of subtle earth. is equal to grass fire. Half of the water, subtle water, 1/4 of subtle earth and 1/4 of subtle fire is equal to 1/4 of subtle earth, 1/4 of subtle water, half of the fire is what? Grass fire. Now grass water means what? Half of the water, 1/4 of fire, 1/4 of earth. All subtle. The same way, subtle grass earth means half of subtle earth, 1/4 of subtle water, 1/4 of subtle fire becomes the grass earth. Now this is the proportion. Understand? So he is going to talk about it. And only karma, slowly, it's all visualization. You have to come into, but I tell you, it's all visualization, visualization. Suddenly we'll see in one sentence, Brahman created everything. Very quickly the creation is going to come. It won't be delayed like our London underground work service, okay? It'll be quickly done. Look at this. So, okay. So, Tasam Trivritam Trivritam Ekaikam Karavani. Now, Saiyam Devata Imaha Tisraha Devataha Anena Yeva Jivena Atmana Anupravishya Namarupe Vyakarot. Now, very quickly finished. Very quickly finished. What now? So Brahman visualized. As visualized, Brahman converted the subtle elements into gross elements through grossification by intermixing the elements in a given proportion. Thereby gross elements came. Again into those gross elements also, Brahman, what did now? Now the three gross elements were there. Now Brahman enters into these gross elements also in the form of Chidabhasa, reflection of conscious. In the form of reflection, Brahman has entered into all of them. Thereby, what now? Namarupe Vyakarot, having entered into the subtle elements, having brought the gross elements into existence, having entered into these beings, all this entered, Namarupe Vyakarot means brought all the unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable forms, names, functions into interactable, differentiated, perceptible, manifest forms, names and functions. Vyakarot means what? Finished. The creation is over. What all have come into existence now? Now you have to remember, there are how many items have been created? Subtle elements, Sukshma Bhutani, Sukshma Bhuta Srishti first. Then Sukshma Bhautika Srishti, subtle elementals. Subtle elementals again two. Sukshma Bhutani, subtle elements. Then Sukshma Bhautikam is what? Subtle body, then subtle universe. Then gross elements, gross physical body and gross universe. Totally six items have been created now. Don't ask me how and all, okay? Upanishad presence. How did Brahman do that? Anupravishya, having entered into the elements, brought the elements into manifestation. Having entered into the elements, brought the elementals into manifestations. They converted subtle elements into gross elements. Then from the gross elements, again what? Brought to manifestation all the forms, names and functions. the perceptible forms, names and functions he brought into manifestation. Which means now the six items have been created. Subtle elements, subtle elemental body, subtle elemental universe. Gross elements, gross elemental body, bhoktru shariram. Then bhogya prapanchaha. Bhoktru shariram means the body of the experiencer and the experienced world of objects. Experiencer's body and the experienced world of objects. Bhogya prapanchaha, bhoktru shariram. Now, we can say bhoktru shariram means physical body of the enjoyer, experiencer, and the world of objects of enjoyment, which is bhogya prapancha. If you keep on listening, you will get these words. Bhoktru shariram means what? Enjoyers, experiencers, body, physical body. Bhogya prapancha means what? The world of objects of enjoyment. So individual physical body is also gross elemental product. The world of objects of enjoyment also gross elemental product. Now what does it fin? Now the creation is over. Now next mantra says tasam trivritam trivritam ekaikam akarot. Now ekaikam means what? Now from each subtle element as visualized Brahman, subtle element grossified each subtle element by mixing them up in a given proportion. So Brahman what? Now grossified those elements, thereby. That is why, now what he wants to say now, Upanishad wants to tell you one thing. So what is this now? What is this gross universe? What is this bhogya prapanchaha? What is this entire world of objects of enjoyment? This entire world of objects of enjoyment is nothing but products of gross elements. What is this bhoktru chariram? What is this the physical body of the enjoyer, experiencer? This is also product of gross elements. It's also a gross elemental product. Therefore, the body can be reduced to five gross elements. So, the pinda anda can be reduced to five element, gross elements. The Brahma anda, the universe also, bhogya prapancha also can be reduced to five gross elements. Elementals are nothing but elements. Now what about subtle elementals? Subtle elementals are also subtle elements. Now what are the gross elements? Each gross element, if you reduce, are nothing but subtle elements. What is the fire? What is this? All this, reduce all the jagat and the physical body into what? Gross elements. Elements, isn't it? Gross elementals can be reduced to gross elements. Now, what are the gross elements? What is a gross fire? You can say gross fire is mithya. No way grass fire is mithya, because if we many things put together, anything put together is mithya. What is a grass fire? Isn't it? What is your grass body? You think one is boy, nice, beautiful body. I tell you, they can, that's why they, which one out? They will get disintegration. The body is subject to get disintegrated into elements. All the five gross elements are put together intelligently is your beautiful body. Isn't it? Therefore, what can be reduced to what? Elements. And what is a gross element? Therefore, body is mithya. It is reducible to, it has removed the five elements from the body. your form will disappear. Remove hydrogen and oxygen separate, water will disappear. Isn't it? The same way. So what about each gross element? Each gross element is nothing but subtle elements put together in a given proportion. What is the gross fire? Remove the subtle fire, remove the subtle water, remove the subtle earth, fire will disappear. What is gross water? Remove subtle water, remove the subtle fire, remove the subtle earth, water will disappear. What is gross earth? There is no gross earth. Remove the subtle earth, remove the subtle water, remove subtle fire, earth will disappear. All the gross elements can be reduced to subtle elements. And subtle elements have come from where? Subtle elements are products of what? Maya. So everything is reduced to what? Maya. What is Maya? Maya is Brahma Shakti. Does Maya exist independently? No. If Maya itself doesn't exist independently, what about Maya products? Isn't it? Maya products are also Maya only. Understand now? We sing Ulage Mayam Valve Mayam. Isn't it? A gross, everything can be reduced to, there's a Tamil song, Radhaji. Very old. They say the whole Jagat is Maya. I used to say. But really speaking, Maya means what? When you say, Sarvam Brahma, you can smile like this. Maya is like this. There's a difference. How you see it, isn't it? Therefore, the whole Jagat can be reduced to Maya. Oh my God, Maya itself is Mithya. Why Brahma Shakti Maya does not exist independently outside of Brahman? Maya is Brahman. But Brahman is not Maya. So where is the matter? There is no matter other than Brahma consciousness. The whole Jagat is what? Brahman. What is the ultimate cause, absolute cause? Brahman. I have to say that the whole Jagat is Maya Karyam, Maya Prapancha. Is where now? No. Maya itself is non-countable. How many ever number you have here, all these innumerable, countless forms, names, functions are all elementals, elementals, elements, subtle elementals, subtle elements, all of them are non-countable. Why? Their products are non-countable, Maya, or Mithya. What is there is only Brahma. It's only, not at over, huh? Just only, the Upanishad says here itself, the very, very beginning, Upanishad has given the hint, Jivena Atmana Anupravishya Vyakaravani. You have to remember two words here. Jivena Atmana Anupraveshaha means, may I enter Brahman's entry into all the elements and the elementals, isn't it now? Elements in the form of reflection. So forming the reflection is blessing, anugraha. What is blessing? Forming the reflection is blessing. To form the reflection, what effort should Brahman do? Nothing. Presence is entering. Understand now? Presence is entering, entering is blessing. We entered, created. Just to help you. Now, the next thing, we are going to see that. Now, Uddalaka in between calls his son, O Soumya, my dear son. Upanishad wants to present through Uddalaka's words, wants to show, tell us, you know, all these elements, all that we are seeing here, have these three subtle elements in them. In our day-to-day experience also, we can see how these subtle elements, three subtle elements, are in everything. Somebody is going to give an example. Okay? At least this much you understood. Important words, what you need to understand is Anupraveshaha. Then Namarupa Vyakaranam. Entry, then expansion of forms and names. These two you have to understand. Okay? Then, now, next Upa is going to give an example. Only one thing I'll tell you and I'll send you off. Class is over. We'll go and come back. See, when you see the fire, you see the fire, no? The fire, suppose even in your stove, when you see the fire, you can see three colors in the fire. Have you noticed three colors in fire? Near the burner, dark blue color. And at some point, there is actual color of the flame, orange, red color. And sometimes white, it's not light, the faded color. Some faded color, and then dark blue color, then also see orange color. And Upanishad says, what you see in the fire, the grass fire, what you are seeing, the three colors are seen. The red color stands for the subtle, indicates the subtle fire being there. The blue color indicates the Upanishad's logic, not my logic. Okay, it's not my logic. Okay, the blue, dark blue color you see in the fire indicates the earth element being there. The light faded white like color, no, not pure white, the faded color, which is not dark orange or red, that color indicates the water principle being, subtle water being there. In one fire, you can see all the three elements in three different shades of colors. He won't stop like this. He's going to give, he'll make us see in sun, in moon, you're going to see. Upanishad itself is going to present, give some examples, a clue, how to understand these three elements being present in all the gross elements and the elementals. Which means everything can be reduced to what? What is this Jagat, grass universe? Gross elements. What is physical body? Gross elements. What are the gross elements? Subtle elements. What are subtle elements? Products of Maya. Who created these elements? Brahman. Did Brahman create? No. How? Maya became. Maya got multiplied. How Maya can multiply? Because blessing of Brahman. Did Brahman undergo change? No. Maya undergo change? Yes. Does Maya exist independently? No. Is Maya countable? No. Is Jagat countable? No. What is there now? Only Brahma. Go for your tea. Om.